As a psychiatrist, commentator Alyssa Eli is accustomed to speaking to people with a doctor's authority. She's comfortable dispensing treatment to patients, soothing words to family, and instructions to staff. And when the tables are turned, she knows just how to behave.
I'm sitting in the living room of my own home while the contractor confers with the designer. Their voices in the hall are low. They've promised to call me in once the technical part of the consultation is over. I'm an anxious patient waiting while they review the case just outside of ear range. Technically, the house is the patient. I'm just a worried family member. The kitchen has been naked for weeks now, gutted to its studs, shivering in the wind, waiting for reconstructive surgery. I'm holding its bony hand and hoping for the chance to ask brave questions. Doctor, doctor, give it to us straight. Will the house ever play the piano again? Like all surgeons, the contractor and the designer are willing to communicate within reason, but much too busy to explain every procedure. They came highly recommended by former patients of theirs who happen to be neighbors of ours. We know their technique is top drawer. My questions, when they call me in, will need to be quick, focused, and intelligent. I'll have to nod a lot. I don't want to offend them with ignorance. I want them to think my house is the best patient they've ever had. There's a third voice in the hall now. The electrician has come by to examine the wiring. He walks past me with a brief nod. The plumber's in there, too, gravely touching the pipes. All these specialists talk to each other in my house, busy, 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 with not a minute to spare, while I wait in the living room with all the time in the world to worry, worry, worry. My house shifts uncomfortably. It needs a cool cloth, a hot pack, something. Isn't anyone going to notice us? I pick up a knitting bag. Inside there's a vest in progress and a murder mystery. I've got the needles out when the contractor sticks his head through the door. His expression is kind, but very serious. "You can come in now," he says.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.